listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your news briefing. Patients at Melbourne's Alfred Hospital have been moved to different wards after reports of a suspicious package. Nearby streets were blocked off around 7 a.m. this morning, with the bomb squad finding there was no danger of an explosion. A man has been charged after another man lost his life in a stabbing west of Brisbane. A 63-year-old died shortly after being found by police last night at a unit block in Redbank. A 28-year-old man faces a murder charge in court tomorrow. A teenage girl is still fighting for life, and major crash officers remain at the scene of a horrific collision in Western Victoria. Two females and two males died when their car hit a tree near Hamilton. Premier Daniel Andrews says the community will be hurting.
This will be an incredibly difficult time for those families, friends, people who love those who have been caught up in this, and we send our best wishes and what will be an incredibly challenging time.
And lawmakers in the United States have reached an in-principle deal to raise the country's debt ceiling to avoid a default. After months of negotiations, President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are finalising a plan to raise the $31.4 trillion ceiling. Speaker McCarthy says it'll go before a House vote next week.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs.
Checking in on sport now. In the NRL, Canberra Raiders player Corey Harawira-Naira has thanked fans, his club and the South Sydney opposition as he recovers from a frightening on-field seizure. He's been released from hospital and says he's keen to make his NRL return as soon as possible.
I'm back on the mend, not in the clear yet, but we'll get some more scans and sort it out. And health comes first, but I'm obviously hoping to get back on the field as soon as possible.
The Manly Sea Eagles will be without two of their biggest names when they take on the Newcastle Knights this arvo. Tom Trbojevic and Daly Cherry-Evans are out for origin duties, while the Knights benefit from the exclusion of Kalen Ponga and Dane Gagai. Switching to AFL now, and the Richmond Tigers have begun their next chapter without long-term coach Damien Hardwick. After a neck-and-neck start against Port Adelaide, the Power found their upper hand in the first quarter. Later on this arvo, top of the table Collingwood takes on North Melbourne at Marvel Stadium, while the Adelaide Crows host the Brisbane Lions.